Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. I am joined by a first-time guest but frequent listener, Nathan Fontenot. Nathan, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Do you feel like your frequent listening will help you on today's episode as your first time being a guest? Because you said you listened to about 3/4 of the episode. Is that correct? Or 3/4
of the episode? That is correct. About 75-80% of the episodes I've listened to completely all the way through. Will it help me, though? I'm not really sure. I don't really know too much about music. I'm no music connoisseur. But I don't know. I like to think I know a few things.
Interesting. Is there anyone you do not want to replicate? Do you feel like somebody on the show just... that's such a terrible job.
Oh, yes. Definitely Nick Bellingham.
Aww.
I'm kidding.
Or Nick.
I'm kidding, Nick. I love you.
But yes, we are glad to have you as a guest for this episode as we draw closer to the one-year anniversary of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. Is there any game plan you have moving forward in this episode? Is there anything you're looking out for specifically, or is it just a feeling type thing?
Oh, it's definitely a feeling. It's basically the question, would I rather be listening to Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20?
Interesting.
If the answer is yes, it's a hot one, you know, not too complicated.
So former guests have introduced the spirit theory, saying that at one point in time, a song could be better than Smooth by Santana, but at another point, it could be a forget about it. But the spirit is always moving. So exactly half of music is always split. Do you agree with that theory?
I 100% agree with that theory, actually. I feel like some music, when it's fresh, it's really good. And then as it gets older, it just ages poorly. And then other music is the opposite. For example, Electric Light Orchestra. I don't believe they were all that popular when they first came out. I'm not 100% on that. But I don't believe they were as popular as when their music aged a little bit. I think they just got more and more and more popular.
Interesting. Yes, they are. Plus,
I mean, just new albums that come out, you know, sometimes they're bangers. And then in a few years, just kind of eh.
That's true. So maybe we may see that with the hits that are provided on today's episode. So are you ready to jump on in?
I am ready.
All right. Well, in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With that, my guest will listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into two categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guest to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. If the song is better, the guest will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guest will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that is a hard, hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft forget about it if it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com as to whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. All right, that covers it. Are you ready for song number one?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right. So we begin in each episode with a hit song, something that I hope the people know, just to add a little bit of a familiar nature to the song list. And this song comes from 1976 in the soul genre. It is The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners.
Hurry now and don't be late, 'cause we ain't
All right, that was song number one. That was The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners. The Spinners are a vocal group from Detroit, Michigan, who are part of Motown Records during its heyday. This particular song was one of their more successful tracks, reaching number two on the Billboard Top 100, and is considered by some to be their last major hit. The song was also used in several different forms of media, including an Office Max commercial, The Muppet Show, and the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, or the second one, one of those. So, Nathan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, it's a hot one. Man, it's a hot one. Yes. I don't know who the Rubber Band Man is. I think that might be the singer. It might be the someone in the band, but it doesn't really matter because, man, they can make music. I really loved the intro was just spectacular. It was a wonderful intro. I loved how each of the instruments kind of slowly came in, and when the drums started, whoo, it was good. Also really loved when it got to the chorus, the background, the backup singers, fantastic. My only gripe with it is that it's over 7 minutes long. So it's like after about 4.5-5 minutes, I was like, okay, you know, I could go for another song. It just kind of drug on a little bit too long. There was no real, I don't think there was like any real bridge to the song either. It was just like verse, chorus for like 7 minutes. It was a little bit of a breakdown towards the end, but it was a solid song. It was solid, a solid hot one.
Very nice. Very nice. So do you feel like the Rubber Band Man is a man who likes rubber bands or a man made of rubber bands?
I think it's a man made of rubber bands. Yes. Unless it's a guy who plays instruments with rubber bands somehow. Oh. Not sure.
I guess the Spinners have more explaining to do when it comes to understanding the lore behind the Rubber Band Man.
Of course, yes. I don't think it's the same definition as the Rubber Band Man of the 2000s or 2010s. That is the one who, you know, throws money in the clubs, or however the kids say it these days.
Interesting. I hope there will be a Marvel origin movie about the Rubber Band Man, and hopefully he will join the Avengers soon.
That would be that'd be something. A man made of rubber bands.
Yes. So shout out to the Rubber Band Man, wherever you are nowadays. Hopefully living a good life.
Yeah, shout out to the Rubber Band Man.
So we start things off with a hot one from the Spinners. So we're moving on to song number two. Song number two comes from the year 2016. It is a punk rock song. It is Cave Song by Pretty Fishes.
Oh, I'm tired and I'm bored. We've waited by the shops for like an hour. But days is slowly drag. Let's call the local slacks and sing it louder than we ever have before. Singing, drinking in the chaos. Oh no, yeah. Singing, drinking in the chaos. Oh no. We are children of the streets. Listen to a word about tomorrow, 'cause the world is
our best. All right, that was song number two. That was a 2016 punk track. That was Cave Song by Pretty Vicious. Pretty Vicious was a punk group from the country of Wales. That may be the first Welsh group. Actually, it's the second Welsh group we've had on the show. The group has one studio album, which released in 2019, and an EP titled Cave Song, which was released in 2016, that features this song as the title track. The group split up in 2019. However, they had their final show in 2020. So, Nathan, Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So this was an interesting one because it comes from a genre that I really love. I really like, you know, punk. I like rock. I like many things in between. And I really like the sound that they are displaying. However, I'll have to say forget about it. Or else forget about it. I would say just a solid forget about it, not a soft or a hard one. I just really wasn't feeling it. I didn't really like the vocals at all. It was just kind of, they're just kind of everywhere. The song itself just didn't really sound all that original. It actually reminded me of another song from a different artist that it's killing me. It doesn't come to my mind. But it's a really popular one that I just can't think of that it reminds me of. But I like the sound, but there's just nothing original about the song. And while, you know, the rock genre is probably my favorite genre, it also means I'm a little bit more critical of it when it comes to, you know, judging against Smooth by Santana.
Interesting. Would you say that's a solid forget about it, or you think it had some redeeming qualities that brought her closer to a hot one?
No, I don't think it had really many redeeming qualities. I really didn't like the vocals. I have to say that. I think it's mostly because of his accent. Maybe. I don't know. I can't really hold that against them too much just because, you know, it's your voice, but I'm not a huge fan of the vocals or of the instrumentation, but it wasn't terrible. Like, you know, it's a song, but it's like, I would much rather listen to Smooth by Santana. And that's how I came to that conclusion.
All right. It's time to move on to song number three. Song number three comes from the year 2019. And it's a reggae song. It is Close to Me by the group Sundub.
Waiting for my cue, and everything I want is that you have me with my love. Cause if it works for you, I'll stick to you like glue. Something real good happens when you're close to me. When you're close to me, it's like I'm medicated by the air you breathe, by the air you breathe. Just keep on lifting me. Don't let me down. Cause I've been around the block and I've heard people talking. I'm sick of running around. So take me on. Whoa, take me on. Yeah.
All right, that was song number three. That was a 2019 reggae track, Close to Me by Sundub. Sundub is a reggae and soul group from the sunny and tropical Brooklyn, New York. They're very active in their local music scene. The group currently has one album, Burden of Love, which features this song. So, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, it's a hot one. Man, it's a hot one. It's a soft one. I am not going to pretend like I know anything about reggae music because I don't. A lot of it sounds very similar to me. There's not much variation to me. I think that's actually repeating what someone said in a previous episode, which I agree with them. I feel like reggae music all sounds very similar. However, I would mark the entire genre of reggae like right in the center with Smooth by Santana, either it being like, you know, right above or right below. And I think this one is just right above Smooth. I'm not really sure what separates it from it. I just, you know, I listen to it and I say, yes, I like it. So it was nice. It was a good listen.
Interesting. Do you think this could be potentially just a mood and timing reason for your answer? Like, if you listen to this in January, would you have the same opinion on the song, you think?
I would say yes. Mood, of course, timing and mood does make a difference. Will I rank it below Smooth at any other time? Probably not. However, this is definitely not a I'm driving to work song. This is more of a, you know, weekend or afternoon, I'm chilling kind of song, of course.
Interesting.
Would not be, you know, in rush hour trying to get to work listening to this.
No,
yeah, definitely brings those summer vibes. Gotta love it.
All right. As we're making our way into the hottest time in the summer, this is probably a good time to pop in a reggae song on the playlist. So will you be adding Sundub to your rotation anytime soon?
Oh, I just might have to. I actually just cleared. For anyone who doesn't know, I have a Spotify playlist of about, it ranges from 1,000 to 1,200 songs. That's my current rotation. And I just cut it in half last night to 600. So I have plenty of room to add some songs. So this one just might be going on there.
Very nice. Very nice. Good to hear. Congratulations, Sundub. You are one for one on the hot one scale for Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. We're moving on to song number four. This one comes from 2014. It is a bluegrass song, and it is titled 21st of May by the group Nickel Creek.
Time to bid this old world goodbye. Oh, glory, time to fly away. We'll meet our Savior in the sky. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh while Noah built his boat, and cried when came the rain. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May.
All right, that was song number four. That was a 2014 bluegrass track. It was 21st of May by Nickel Creek. Nickel Creek is a progressive bluegrass and folk group from Vista, California. The group currently has six albums, including their 2002 album, This Side, which won the Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Actually, the group has a total of six Grammy nominations, so that is very impressive. Congratulations, Nickel Creek. So, Nathan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So this was a tough one because I kind of have a soft spot for bluegrass, but I'm going to have to say forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Yes, a soft forget about it, though, just because I really do have a soft spot for bluegrass. I'm not a huge fan of country, but there is something about bluegrass, something about fiddles and banjos that I love. But it had a good sound to it. The lyrics were interesting. Fun fact, I actually just watched last night I watched a YouTube video about the 21st of May, which I believe the song is probably about. And that was that a pastor by the name, I believe it was Harold Camping, actually predicted that the world was going to end on May 21st, 2011. And he said that everyone who was going to heaven would be raptured, and then the world was going to end, and there'd be a giant earthquake, and everyone else would die. So, hooray for May 21st.
So, 10 years later, we are now remembering it with a bluegrass song from 2014. So,
yes, here we are.
Here we are now. So I'm guessing that pastor was not correct in his assumptions, but it's all right. We got a pretty decent bluegrass song out of it. So will you be listening to any Nickel Creek? You said you do have a soft spot for bluegrass, and this one was almost a hot one. Do you think there's a couple of hot ones sprinkled into their discography?
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt that they could make some hot ones. However, I probably won't be diving into any of their music. Bluegrass is, like I said, I have a soft spot for it, but it's not one of those things I really seek out and pursue and try to find. It's just like whenever someone puts it on, it's just kind of like, you know, my foot kind of starts, you know, stomping the ground a little bit. It's nice to listen to, but not something I would pursue. Not like, you know, your popular genres.
Interesting. And I guess final question for the song, is the banjo a underrated or overrated instrument?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I think it's appropriately rated.
Interesting.
I think it's appropriate. I think people give it the love that it deserves. I don't think it's overrated, but I think it's not underrated because I think so many people love the banjo. And it just makes a unique sound that gives bluegrass that oomph, you know?
Interesting. So shout out to all banjos everywhere.
Yeah, shout out to banjo and kazooie.
Yeah, shout out to banjo and kazooie. We're moving on to song number 5. We are halfway through this episode. And song number 5 comes from a little bit further back on the timeline. This one comes from 1989. And it's a blues rock track by the legendary Stevie Ray Vaughan. It is "The House Is Rockin'." That was song number 5. That was a 1989 blues rock track, "The House Is Rockin'" by Stevie Ray Vaughan. For those who are unfamiliar, Stevie Ray Vaughan is considered by many as one of the more influential blues rock guitarists of all time. The song comes from his 1989 album In Step, which was the final album release in his lifetime. The album reached number 33 on the Billboard Top 200 chart and won him a Grammy that year for Best Contemporary Blues Album. So, Nathan, is it better than "Smooth" by Santana?
This was another tough one. I will have to give it a soft, oh so soft, soft as a pillow. A soft, hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. Oh.
So the only thing, it was a forget about it until the guitar solo came in and the keyboard right in the middle of the song. The song itself, other than, I don't even know how to put it. I guess I wasn't very impressed. I wasn't super impressed by the song itself. Like, it was okay. It was fine. But the instrumentation as the song went on just got so good. And I loved it. I think it was just enough to get, to get over "Smooth" by Santana. Also, I gave it a little bit of leeway because it's just the type of song is, you know, it's kind of a party song. I feel like it's not really like a I'm just going to chill and listen to this. So I feel like it's very much mood dependent and situation dependent. I feel like, and at this moment, I thought to myself, would I rather listen to this or Smooth? And I was like, well, it's really close, but I think I'd rather listen to this. So yeah, very, very soft hot one.
Interesting, interesting. A lot of people like to bring up where they would expect to hear this song. Do you have any idea, like, where would you find this song in the wild if you were to hear it?
Oh, definitely at a bar. Definitely like at a bar that caters to older people, like middle age, like 40s, 50s, 60s kind of scene, you know. Definitely not a younger bar. Maybe something that's like a little more country, but they can't only play country, so they play a little bit of rock as well.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. And blues rock kind of fits the bill. That can get both parties a little bit interested. Very sure nice. Does. Very nice. Song number 5 was a hot one. Congratulations, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I believe this is your first song on Isabella the Smooth by Santana, so you'll get a hot one there. Moving on to song number 6. This one comes from the year 2021, which is the year we are currently in. And it is an indie pop track. It is Like I Used To by Maxwell Luke and Anna LaRuffa.
Like a temporary fix to a permanent problem, I had too many and you couldn't solve them. And I'm sorry in advance for the hurt I caused you. But don't think for a second that I'm not hurting too. And I want to give you an out if you need it, but I might regret it. But know that, I know that it might be too late. I wanna love you like I used to. I don't recognize this, no you. Slowly fade until the screen goes black. I wanna miss you like I mean it. Find something to believe in. Or is it wrong to know when there's no coming back? I wanna love you like I used to.
And when I look at you now, you're out of focus.
All right, that was song number 6. That was a 2021 indie pop song, Like I Used To, by Maxwell Luke and Anna LaRuffa. Maxwell Luke and Anna LaRuffa are indie pop artists from good old Florida. And that's all I could find. There's not much about them on the internet. Maxwell has around 4,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, and this track has around 41,000 listens, and the YouTube video has about like 1,000 views. So there's not much on them out there, but yep, this is a song they made. So Nathan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Indeed, this is a song they made, and you should probably forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
I have to give it a solid forget about it. Not quite hard, but yeah, I really wasn't feeling it. Indie pop is just one of those genres where everything sounds very similar. And I just can't help but think that they're just a budget Oh Wonder. Oh Wonder is another duo consisting of a guy and a girl.
We've
very
had them on
similar
the show
sound.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very similar sound, and I feel like Oh Wonder just does it way better. That being said, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. I feel like they look pretty young. They look like they have potential. And I think they can make some great music. So in the future, I'd be open to listening to more of their stuff. It's just, I feel like they might need to develop their sound a little more, because Oh Wonder is just like far beyond better. They're way better. But they're not bad. So another thing I would strike against them is that I might have already said it, but it's not very original. There was another song that is on the tip of my tongue. I think it was called Used To or Like I Used To. So very similar title. And in this song, they repeat Like I Used To several times. Same as that other song that I can't think of at the moment. But maybe someone who's listening might know and they'll totally get like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it kind of feels like maybe they copied off of them. I don't know. But forget about it. Maybe later. Maybe later they'll come up with something good. I wouldn't mark them out completely.
Interesting. So moving forward, what would you like to see from them in particular? And chance, you know, they might go into the Hot One territory at some point.
So what can make this a Hot One?
Or just their style of music in general.
Their style of music in general. You know, I'm not really sure. I'm not super familiar with indie pop and what makes it good and what makes it bad. All I know is something has to change. Maybe make it unique. Make it a little different than Oh Wonder, because you're not gonna be better than them. I'll say that. Oh Wonder is really freaking good. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, song number 6 is a Forget About It, and we're going on to song number 7. And oh no, do you hear that?
Oh my gosh.
You do hear it. You know what it is?
Is that the Weezer alarm?
It's the Weezer alarm.
Oh,
yeah, we haven't had one in a while. Weezer is making its way back onto the show, forever cementing itself as the most played artist on the program. Not and like also this. Proving that they don't say no to any project they are offered. This Weezer song comes from 2021. It's an alternative rock song. And we've had a Weezer song that's been featured in a video game about animals who do skateboard tricks in boats. We've had a Weezer song from Frozen 2. And we've had a Weezer song where they try the stadium rock genre. And this project that Weezer didn't say no to is from the new SpongeBob SquarePants movie. It is It's Always Sunny in Bikini Bottom by Weezer.
Oh, my goodness.
But I know everything is gonna be cool as long as you're here with me. We're gonna lighten up each other's load when bumps and curves come on the road. 'Cause we are all in it together, and that's forever. It's always
that was song number 7, and I forgot to say earlier, song number 7 is reserved for a new song by an already popular artist, and Weezer has made an appearance a couple times, so welcome back, Weezer. That was the Weezer alarm that was played earlier, and that plays every time a Weezer song makes an appearance on the show, which is more often than most people would like. So that was a 2021 alternative rock song, It's Always Summer, or It's Always Sunny in Bikini Bottom, I apologize, by Weezer. The song was written for the 2021 film, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. Can't say I saw it, but I appreciate that Weezer probably did at some point. If you think that is surprising that a Grammy Award-winning band such as Weezer would write a song for the SpongeBob movie, then you haven't been listening to enough Weezer. And that's all I have to say about that. Long live Weezer. So, Nathan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Ah.
And, I was not impressed with this one, like, at all. So Weezer, to me, has always been about gimmicks. It's a very gimmicky band. They do a lot of, like, interesting, fun things. And this is just another gimmick that they're doing. The song is very tacky. It's just... there's nothing like I said many times already, there's nothing special about this song other than it's about SpongeBob, and being about SpongeBob unfortunately just doesn't really cut it for me. But I mean, SpongeBob episodes, fantastic, but I don't know, I feel like Weezer has been recently, just like this past year, they haven't been really hitting it. Just my opinion, but this song, it really shows. I just really didn't like it. I don't think there was a single point in this song where I'm like, oh, I like that. No, I don't think it had really any upside to it, unfortunately. It was
what about the part where River started singing? Is that enough?
That was a part of the song. Oh, I agree. Okay. actually, you know, I take it back. There was one good part where he just says SpongeBob just randomly. That was pretty good, like in the bridge. Yeah, he said SpongeBob and it made me laugh. Yeah, other than that, though, I'd have to say, actually, I would go as far as say it's a hard forget about it. Wow. I really did not like this song.
That doesn't help Weezer's standing on the show.
Yeah, I'm not the Weezer. I have a very strange relationship with Weezer because I loved their early work. Their Blue Album was great. I liked all the gimmicky things they did. You know, back when YouTube was in its early stages, they had songs like Pork and Beans, and they had a few others I can't think of off the top of my head. But I really liked their early work. And, you know, then later on, they made a few bangers. But then recently, they're very hit or miss, very, very hit or miss. And this was just a hard miss for me.
Ah, well, Weezer, I'm sorry. You'll be getting a forget about it. But don't worry, you know you'll be back on sooner rather than later. Because nothing can stop the force of Weezer. Nothing.
No, nothing at all.
So we're moving on to our very last song of the episode, song number 8. And as I said earlier, we begin and end each episode with a hit song. And this one is a 1983 disco pop hit by the legendary Michael Jackson. It is Wanna Be Starting Something. That was the final song of the episode. Song number 8, a 1983 disco pop hit, Wanna Be Starting Something by Michael Jackson. The song is the opening track for the best-selling album of all time, Thriller. The song reached number 5 on the Billboard Top 100. However, topped the charts in the Netherlands and Canada. The song was nominated for the 1984 Grammy for Best R&B Song, but it lost to another Michael Jackson song, Billie Jean, from the same exact album. Could you imagine? So, for the last time today, Nathan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Well, you know, I was coming in here expecting maybe to have some sort of controversial opinion. So, that being said, man, it's a hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
No.
Yes, a little contradictory. Personally, I'm not actually a big fan of Michael Jackson. I don't really like his music all that much. However, even with that, I still think it's better than Smooth by Santana. I mean, the song is super groovy. I love the brass that comes in on occasion. It's just something that really gets the energy going. I like the song. Could it be, I mean, I feel like if it wasn't, if I wasn't biased against Michael Jackson, it could be a hard, hot one. It could be like way up there, which I think most people would, I think most people would think, but I'll give it, you know, middle of the road. It's good. It's better than Smooth.
Interesting. With your opinions that you just stated on Michael Jackson, were you expecting this to kind of be a forget about it off the bat?
I actually did not hear this song before, so that's, I had no idea.
That's pretty crazy.
I will say there are a handful of Michael Jackson songs that if they were played, I would probably make a lot of people angry because there's a lot of songs by Michael Jackson I do not like, and I feel like they are very much overplayed. But this one's solid. This one's good. I like it.
Interesting. Do you feel like that opinion is due to the quality of the song itself, or just kind of the overplayed nature of certain Michael Jackson hits, particularly from the Thriller era?
You mean this song in particular?
I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, every song on Thriller is a fairly well-known song.
Yeah, I think the quality of this song is just so, like, I was coming into it being like, okay, I'm probably not going to like this. It's a Michael Jackson song, but I was pleasantly surprised just because this isn't one I've heard before. So I guess it's one of those that's less commonly played among the other like 20 Michael Jackson songs that are popular. That might be undershooting it. Maybe it's 30. I don't know. But yeah, this one, pleasantly surprised. I actually really like this one. It's not something I would add to my playlist just because I get tired of Michael Jackson very quickly, obviously. Not a fan, but it's good. It's good. I can't really complain about this one.
Interesting. And I guess final question, do you prefer baby Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5 or adult solo career Michael Jackson?
I don't listen to enough Michael Jackson to make a well-informed decision. But based off of what I do know, probably adult.
Interesting.
There can only be so many high-pitched songs in a row before I go crazy. So
interesting, because going into this episode, we had exactly two Jackson 5 songs and exactly two solo Michael Jackson songs. This song kind of goes more in favor of the solo Michael Jackson, of course, but we're kind of going in with a half and half view of the man, the myth, the legend, Michael Jackson. So this is definitely not going to be Michael Jackson's last song on the show. I mean, if we're listening to every single song that's ever been made, I mean, we're eventually going to get to all of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see once we get through every single song that's ever been made, like which artist has the most hot ones.
You know what? I think this is just from, we haven't played Anthony's songs yet, but it's going to be ABBA will have.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking Ferg.
The late nights. We haven't touched any of the late nights yet, so we might have to.
I think they might be in the run for it. So they got some. They got some bangers.
Stay tuned for the late nights versus ABBA. You know who will who will have the most hot ones. All right, that is all 8 songs. Are you ready to go over the questions?
Let's do it.
So if you've listened to any episode of the show, you know I have the same 3 questions for every single guest that comes on, just to kind of see where they're at in the realm of music. So the first question I ask everybody is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on your rotation?
Okay, so I have my good old 600 to 700 song rotation right now, but I won't bother with saying everything. I'll just point out a few highlights. Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion album, fantastic. A Day to Remember's Common Courtesy album, fantastic. Anything by Need to Breathe, except for their latest album. That one I wasn't a fan of. And I've been taking a deep dive into The Killers recently. The Killers have a new album that just came out. I've been taking a deep dive into everything they've made. Recommend almost almost all of it. I mean, the Killers are just fantastic. But I really liked their new album, Pressure Machine. It's not what they typically have been making, but it's good. It's good. It's different, and it has a very small town story feeling to it. It hits you with a lot of emotions. So, that's what I've been listening to.
Very nice. Very nice. That was interesting that you went from Carly Rae Jepsen to A Day to Remember. So you went from bubblegum pop to easy core, but you know what? I like diversity. I like diversity there. Very interesting. Question number two, any song or artist that you would like to recommend to the audience? Maybe anyone who doesn't have as much recognition as they deserve.
I'm not really one to look for underplayed music. So I'll just go ahead and say what I already said. The Killers, go listen to their Pressure Machine album. It's really good. Very emotional. I wouldn't say it's very easy listening. It's heavier stuff, but it's really good. And any of the other stuff I mentioned, it's solid. Also, I forgot to mention, I've been listening to a little bit of Americana. So I'm not a big fan of country, like I said already, but Americana and bluegrass, they've been every once in a while, they're nice to play. So if you are a country fan, or you don't like, even if you don't like country, I'd suggest listening to that genre. I don't have any specific artist recommendations, but it's an interesting mix that's not, you don't hear very often because it's not really played on the radio.
Noted. Final question. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to outside of the realm of music?
Yeah. Shout out to Nick Bellingham.
Good man.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He might be the most shouted out person on the show.
Not surprised.
But for a good reason, right? It's Nick Bellingham.
Yes, for a great reason. Who doesn't love Nick? Yeah. Shout out to Nick Bellingham. I don't need to shout out anyone else.
Very nice. Shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Bellingham. As much of a man, the myth, the legend as Michael Jackson is. So good guy. Good guy.
For sure.
Love you, Nick. All right. Do you have any final comments before we wrap things up tonight?
Yeah. Shout out to the late nights and to Ferg who made the.
I'm getting there.
You go ahead.
I'm getting there. Thank you, Nathan, for joining. And thank you all for listening. And if you haven't heard what Nathan said, thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song. He made the wonderful theme song to the show, Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the one you hear before every episode. So thank you, Andrew, for that. Also, go check him out on Spotify for his band, The Late Nights. We've been talking about them a little bit. They have an EP called Sorry We're Late, so go check that out. He also has a solo song called Constellations. Just type in Andrew Ferguson wherever you find your music, and you'll get to check that out. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitahotone@outlook.com. And make sure you put your hot ones and forget abouts in the email as well. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey through the wonderful world of music. As I answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? Nathan, thank you. And I'd like to end this episode, like I like to end every episode, by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from a person named Eric's Harlow, who says, sometimes when I listen to this song, the vivid memories of me walking by some TV with a movie where Edward Norton plays a church priest with Ben Stiller as a rabbi walking in slow motion hits me. No context. So I don't know if there is a movie with Ben Stiller and Edward Norton where Smooth by Santana was in it, but if there was, Eric's Harlow is brought back to that every time they hear the wonderful song Smooth by Santana. So shout out, Eric.
Yeah, shout out to Eric. I have no idea what he's talking about, but yeah, bro, I feel you.
And shout out to Edward Norton and Ben Stiller, both of you. All right. Thank you, Nathan, once again. And thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. And I'll see you all next time.